Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Chelsea Osborne, final year history student at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 8, 1828, the Barbadian newspaper reported the death and burial of the treasurer of the island, Thomas J. Howell, who died at the relatively young age of 35. Howell had succeeded his father, Conrad Adams Howell, as treasurer in 1824. This office of the treasurer was one of the key offices of the colonial government in the slavery period, the others being the office of the chief justice, the attorney general, the colonial secretary, and the solicitor general. Howell's death at such an early age was widely mourned in the community. The Barbadian noted that Howell's frame was in a debilitated state and he had entertained thoughts of journeying to England to try a change of climate for a restoration of health and to visit his wife, but this was not to be. Of Howell's character, the newspaper noted that his strict, upright character, his unceasing kindness to his relations, especially to the younger ones who were immediately under his patronage and care, his benevolence to the distressed, and his correct performance of his public duties are well known to this community. The office of the treasurer was a very important one for the development of the colony in an age when persons looked to evade taxes. His task was to look after the public purse and set arrangements for the collection of monies from taxation. For example, in January 1827, 1 year before he died, Howell issued the following notice to business persons involved in the sale of spirits. I hereby give notice to all persons who are dealers in the purchase and barter or sale of rum, brandy, and gin in packages of any description whatsoever that they are required by the late Act of this island sometime in the present month to make a return of all which shall be purchased, bartered, or sold during the preceding 6 months, immediately preceding the date thereof, in default of which they will forfeit the sum of £50. The island's treasurer also endeavored to collect taxes from the many hawkers plying their trades in the towns. Considerable attention focused on the hawkers, some of whom were said to have made upward to $1,000 per year. The tax levied on this group in 1828 was $1.50 per year. While Howell died in 1828, other family members were appointed to the office. For example, Benjamin Carleton Howell succeeded his brother in 1828 and served up to 1848. Benjamin's son, John Simpson Howell, also became treasurer in 1860 and served until his death in 1899. The public service given by the Howell family to the office of the treasurer was over 50 years.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.